Welcome to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. Here is Pastor Sonny Gallman.
Hello there. Hope you all are doing well. This is the third podcast of Central Thoughts, the podcast for Central Baptist Church in Daytona Beach. I'm Sonny Gallman, the pastor at Central. Wanted to talk just a minute about one of the main characters of the Advent season. His name is John the Baptist. One of the mistakes that Baptists of 2021 make about John the Baptist is assuming that John was the very first Baptist person. When John the Baptist roamed the world and was a part of the preparing of the way for Jesus, there was no such thing as Baptists. Baptists did not really come into existence until 1517, which is a long time after John the Baptist was in the world. The reason that he has the name that he has is because the way in which he helped people to change the thinking of their time was to repent, which literally means to turn around or to turn away from a certain way of thinking and move toward a different way of thinking. And John the Baptist preached a baptism of repentance. And so people would come out into the wilderness and he would talk to them about some of the things that he saw in Jewish faith as it was practiced in that time, how they were not giving life to the people of their culture, how the Pharisees and the Sadducees were preaching a message that wasn't very hopeful, but really was very restrictive in the way of life that they were prescribing. And John the Baptist gathered all these people out in the wilderness and in the Jordan River. He would baptize them. And the literal word in Greek for immersing them in water was bautizo. And that's where he gets the name John the Baptist. John himself talked about preparing the way for the coming of the Messiah. But he had his own questions about Jesus and what Jesus was up to. I don't know that John the Baptist ever would have said that he was a Christian because he had his own questions about how Jesus ministered, what Jesus was trying to accomplish. Matter of fact, he even sends a message from jail through his disciples to Jesus, asking him if he indeed was the one that was to come, or if John and his disciples should wait for another. That's how controversial Jesus was in his time. But in spite of John's challenges and questions about Jesus, his message in the Bible is an important one. He says, prepare the way of the Lord. And preparing the way of the Lord, he uses an image that would have been used for a king that was traveling in their day and time, where scouts would have been sent out ahead of the king to make sure that the road that was going to be traveled was smooth, that if the king was riding a horse, that the horses would not be stumbling because of blocks or rocks that were in their way, that the way would not be too strenuous for the horses that would be traveling or the caravan that would be going with the king. And so those scouts prepared the way of the Lord. They would help to make the road straighter if it had too many twists and turns in it. They would help to make the way smoother by filling in the potholes, if you will, and taking any bumps in the road and leveling them out so that the caravan could travel smoothly as the king would travel. And so John's message was, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the way that is crooked, fill the valleys and level the mountains so that everything is smooth for Jesus to come, for this Messiah that was to come, to be able to do the work of the Messiah. And so he's calling people to think about their own lives and how they are crooked in some ways, how they are rocky and bumpy in other ways, and telling them that part of preparing oneself for the Messiah to come was to make the way straight, to help it to be a smooth way for Jesus to enter into our lives. But his message wasn't just for individuals. It was also a message that was for the whole community as well, inviting the whole community to think about how they were practicing faith. Was it a way that would make things straight? Was it a way that would make things smooth and level? Or was it a way that was bumpy and made life hard for Jesus to enter into the community of believers in that time? So I think about not just Central Baptist Church, but I think about churches in general. And I think this is an important lesson for us to pay attention to. How hard do we make it for Jesus to enter into our space? If the way of Jesus is a way of love, a way of grace, a way of forgiveness, a way of welcome and hospitality, then anything that stands against those things, the holding of grudges, the refusal to welcome all of God's people, all of humanity into our sacred spaces, the choices that we make to make our faith about whether or not we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's right, all of those things make the way of Jesus bumpy and crooked and difficult to follow. That's one of the messages that John the Baptist had for the religious people of his day. The Pharisees and the Sadducees had created a way of being righteous that was almost impossible for anyone to follow, but especially it was impossible to follow if you didn't have the resources and the means to practice the rituals of purity and the cleanliness rituals that were a part of their life. You had to have a certain level of wealth, and anybody who was below that level of wealth simply could not be righteous in the eyes of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And John goes so far as to call those people a brood of vipers because they were making the path to God, the path to Jesus, the path to holiness harder for everyone than easier for everyone. And so he has a very simple message that really resonates in our time. I need to spend my own time thinking about the ways that I've made life difficult or hard or made the path too bendy and curvy and rocky for the people who are seeking the presence of God through their interactions with me. I need to pay attention to that. The church needs to pay attention to that. Each one of us needs to pay attention to that. And that's part of the Advent story, is making that way available to God. And in the process, in the work of making that path smooth for the presence of God to enter into our midst, that's the way that we find ourselves renewed and restored and refreshed in our spirit. So I invite you during Advent season to really pay attention to that unique character of Advent, John the Baptist. Let his words ring in our own lives and speak to them in ways that help us to think differently, to be changed and transformed. I hope that you have a great week, and blessings to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church.